This is DJ Kate and
DJ Carly,
and this is our show By Starlight, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That song was Family Tree by Belle and Sebastian, starting out the night right.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know, we have a fun playlist, I think. The next song is Can't Forget by Yola Tango, and that's Kate's choice if she wants to talk about that at all.
I think it's a very lovely, beautiful, kind of underrated Yola Tango song, in my opinion. I think that album's really good. I was, like, listening to it when I was studying one day, and there are a lot of really good songs on there that I feel like no one is listening to.
Check
it out. But yeah.
We were talking about the Belle and Sebastian album, too. I love Family Tree, one of my favorites of theirs. But Fold Your Hands, Child, You Walk Like a Peasant, which is a funny name. It's one of my favorite Belle and Sebastian albums.
I really like the album cover.
Yes, me too. Cool. It's really good. But yeah, we have kind of like a mid-tempo, I'd say, like sort of middle. I don't know. We tried to go for like a sort of, I don't know how to describe it, but we sort of struggled finding like a cohesive sort of thing at this like mid tempo. But I think we did a fairly good job. It gets a little slower and sadder at the end because we can't help ourselves. We can't resist. But yeah. Okay. Yeah. On to
you guys enjoy this next song.
Yes. Can't forget. Maybe we could dance.
Maybe we could dance. Maybe we could dance together. 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 First time you see. Should I do now? Then take a bite and go, you better run with it. Cause there is no point in standing in the past, cause it's over and done. I took a book and went into the forest. I climbed the hill, I wanted to look down on you, but all I my grave, or when they scatter. scattered my ashes. On second thoughts, I'd rather hang around and be there with my best friend if she wants me. If I could do just one imperfect thing, I'd be happy. Be raided on my grave or when they scattered my ashes. On second thoughts, I'd rather hang around and be there with my best friend if she wants me. She wants me, yeah. If she wants me, yeah. If she wants me, yeah.
That song was Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter. I recently started listening to this album.
Me too, actually.
Yeah, it was released last year in December, so like about a month ago, or two months ago, I guess. And yeah, it's really great. I don't know what it is about the album I just love so much. Like, it, there are just like so many good songs on there. Yeah. Like, I don't know how to put it into words, but... like, it's probably kind of different from what I usually listen to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's something so, like, joyous about it, and the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like,
I really like it. And as an ex-head, I would call myself a Twitter fan, as Some may say it's all the rage on X, the everything app.
Really?
It's people are loving it.
Really?
Well, okay, that's my curated Twitter where people talk about like music.
Right.
So yeah, but I don't know, because I had listened to it. It's not like I'm a Cameron Winter fan. Mm-hmm. It's just like I think Spotify like promoted it because it came up on my Spotify randomly and I listened, and I think it's kind of, they're pushing it, but for good reason, because it's great. Mm-hmm. It's a great album. So it has a very distinct feel. Mm-hmm. And I think it is like a nice, even though this is his name, not the album, it's a good like wintery feeling. Yeah.
I really like, there's another song on the album called The Rolling Stones, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the opener I just liked.
And it's really, really good too. Yeah. So if you're listening and you liked that, definitely check out some of the other songs in the album.
Heavy Metal.
Yeah, Heavy Metal is the name of the album. But yeah, and then the song before that was If She Wants Me by Belle and Sebastian. We're doing two Belle and Sebastian songs. We don't usually do two of the same artist. But we were really feeling inspired. Well, we went to see Twin Peaks Fire Walk with me at the movie theater on Sunday. And we saw a man in a Belle and Sebastian shirt.
I forgot that's what it was.
Ignited something in us.
And we were like, we have to play them. We've only done one song of theirs.
Yeah, exactly. So. And we were like, we love Belle and Sebastian. And another thing about Belle and Sebastian, I know that they're a pretty big, popular band, but I never hear anyone talk about them.
No, I agree. It's like sort of like in the space of like a couple others. I don't know, like okay, this is a random example, but like Arcade Fire. They won like Album of the Year. I really like Arcade Fire. No one's like, man, I love Arcade Fire. I feel like it's sort of like this millennial era music that people have tried to like let go of.
You're right.
But I love Belle and Sebastian, and they deserve to be chatted about.
No, definitely. And the funny thing is they're still making music.
I know.
They released like
a single last year. Album 2023.
They collaborated on a song with Suki Waterhouse.
Really? I haven't listened to that. Oh, I gotta listen.
Every Day's a Lesson in Humility, I believe.
Yeah, I have to listen.
So they're still like pretty active. Yeah. But no one's appreciating them.
And they're missing out. They're missing out.
Except for that guy at the movie theater.
The guy at the movie theater. Great
crowd.
He's
definitely a millennial hipster.
Yeah, yeah.
Man,
which
so.
I personally have to say, it's right up my alley. We have Death Cab for Cutie coming up two songs from now. So,
very on
theme. The next song is, I'm reading the playlist of Kate. So it's I Don't Want to Get Over You, The Magnetic Fields, if you have any more to say about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I really love this song. It resonates with me in some kind of way. Just like, I don't know. You'll listen to it and maybe you'll understand, but it's very like, I don't know, like getting over someone and like the feeling surrounding that. And I don't know. It's just, yeah. You'll have to understand when you hear it in a few minutes or a few seconds. But yeah, so hope you guys enjoy that. Yeah. Magnetic Fields are great. Also, I feel like no one talks about them either.
I've like heard about them more since I've been here. Like, I don't know. Like, I hadn't really heard. I mean, yeah, no one was talking about it in my high school. But I mean, like, I've been put on more to them, like, as of being at Tufts. But
And 69 Love Songs is just such an
iconic
amazing album.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even describe. I also love the art for the album.
Yeah, cover. It's, like, pretty distinctive. Yeah. It'd be cool if we...
It's a big 69 for anyone who's wondering and doesn't know what it looks like. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've done a lot of talking because we were in that mood this
week.
But
we also left... We left ourselves 11 minutes. Yeah, we should go, though.
So, yes. Hope you guys enjoy this next song by The Magnetic Fields.
Yes.
I don't want to get over you. I guess I could take a sleeping pill and sleep back well. Prozac right and just smile all night at somebody new, somebody not too bright but sweet and
listen to my therapist. Pretend you don't exist, and I'll have to dream of what I dream of. I can listen to all my friends and go out again and pretend it's enough. Or I could make a career of being blue. I could dress in black and read camo, smoke clove cigarettes and drink vermouth like I was 17.
Let you like who you were if you met them someplace. Would you recognize the lines on a stranger's face? Would you know yourself as good as I know you? Yeah, who do you love? Could you write me a song? If I had your faith, would you give me the money? If I had your smile, oh, can you trust yourself when you don't trust nobody else? Yeah, who do you love? Yeah, who do you love? Would you laugh if I told you I don't need nobody else? Would you laugh if I told you I don't want nobody else? Oh, would you like yourself if you you have, yeah, who do you love? Yeah, who do you love?
Okay, we have a PSA for you, read by Kate.
Under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There is no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit www.smokefree.gov.
Thank you. I didn't know they had, there was like a smoking hotline. That's interesting.
There you go.
Yeah, you learn something new every day from public service announcements.
Yes.
That was Who Do You Love by Mojave 3. We had a lot of Kate's songs in the last couple, one of mine, but I guess we already talked about the magnetic field, so you can talk. Do you want to talk about Mojave 3?
I really, really like Mojave 3. Probably one of my favorite bands of all time. I listened to them so much last year. Like when I looked at my top songs of 2024, it was like a lot of Mojave 3.
Yeah.
And I remember when I did our second training, we had to do, or no, it was our first training.
Yeah.
We like had to play a song that we had to tell,
yes,
our trainer.
And he would,
Charlie, yeah, shout out Charlie.
Charlie.
We had
Zen in the Skill to Catch a Vibe. Listen, 10 p.m.
Listen, 10 p.m.
today.
Two hours
or yesterday.
Yesterday, 2 hours before us. But we played our favorite songs, and I played All I Want by Mojave 3 because mm-hmm. that was my favorite song at the time. Another great one, but I really love Who Do You Love? And the demo version I was telling Carly is really good too, just more acoustic. But yeah, nothing much else to say. Carly's got a bunch of her songs coming up, so
yeah.
You want to say something about those?
Sure. Well, we had Death Cab for Cutie, and like, this isn't one of my favorite Death Cab for Cutie songs. Like, I like it, obviously, but it's not like my top, but I love my emo, my like classic real emo stuff. So, that's good. And then, yeah, we have Grace Cathedral Park coming up by Red House Painters. And I was just telling Kate, like, I had it myself, like, I kind of like fooled myself into thinking that Grace Cathedral Park, that song specifically was, like, really well known, and, like, everybody knew it, and I was like, I don't know where I'd got that message that I was under that impression, but it's a really like great song. I've known it for a long time, so I'm excited to share it with you guys. And yeah, I think we'll talk about some of my other stuff after, but yeah, I'm excited for that one next. And then we have Indigo D'Souza coming up after that. The Sun Is Bad. So Kate, I assume we'll talk after that one, yes. But if you want to say a few words before.
I think we can jump right into
Let's
it.
Jump right
Some
into
Red House Painters.
All right. Yes, Grace Cathedral Park.
Rare and blistering sun shines down on Grace Cathedral Park. There with you I feel the time when air gets dark. You know I don't spend days like this, caught up and lost, times of you that I almost hear roller coasters and sailboats in the sea. Hear noise and screaming, weaving in and out of happy music box sounds. But here on I
for me this time.
Back on my own, I had to go to rehab. in a dance, rest of my life's been in combat. Now I'm the king of the world, 'cause I'm good and I swallow my sword and puke it out for the doctor to write me a new prescription. As a dog, people that have lost the true love, that all seem to fit the same description. I feel cold, useless, and old. I wish I was numb.
Just trying to make things better, and it up. hands went together on a bed of clover. Left there to sleep, left there to dream of that happiness.
You shouldn't doctor yourself. Well, I pictured somebody else, someone who looks like what I look like. But you say that the one in your dreams got in you and ripped out the seams. That's what I'd say. That's what I'd say. And he was a sucker for your double dose. Motherfucker turned white as a ghost. Don't you say hi. Don't you say hi. With a broken sink for a face that just takes up space. He's not half right. He's not half right. It's already half past, and it won't last. And if you're sticking up for your friend, there's nothing much to defend. It's a lost fight. It's a lost fight. 'Cause when I talk to you on the phone, well, it's just like being alone. It's not half right. It's not half.
We have to go, and we don't have that much time left, but that was, we listened to True Love by Elliot Smith and A Perfect Sonnet by Bright Eyes. True Love is one of my favorite Elliot Smith songs. It's really underappreciated, and it's very sad. A Perfect Sonnet is a beautiful Bright Eyes song from, like, 1999, and I love Connor Oberst. And we also listened to Indigo D'Souza, if Kate wants to say anything about that.
No, I really like that album. I Love My Mom. It's a really great album.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say. This is
DJ Carly
and DJ Kate. This is our show by Starlight, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Okay.
I hope you guys could hear us for this, because we are not sure how to do the talking over songs.
I think we did it fine.
Now.
I hope. Can you hear it in the headphones?
I can't hear us.
Oh no! I don't think that's working then. Whatever. No. It's fine. It's fine. Just okay. Go. I want to hear the song.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I can't see through your perfect smile. He likes to read books written for himself on being a man of the world. In the darkest of places, he gets his thrills. He will disappoint you if you see through his perfect smile. Separation is okay. You're no star to guide me anyway. You only door has swollen from the rain. God knows we'll never see her face again. People get shattered in many ways. They can disappoint. Food.